This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that China and Russia both pose urgent military and technological threats to NATO. Following talks with NATO foreign ministers Wednesday, Blinken said the two superpowers were willing to use aggressive non-military actions, including cyber attacks and disinformation, to threaten the shared values within NATO. NATO's mission in Afghanistan and also featured high on the agenda during the two-day meetings, with U.S. troops set to withdraw by May 1st under a peace deal signed by the Trump administration and the Taliban in 2020. Blinken said the situation is under review and the U.S. would consult with NATO allies. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Thursday that the peace and safety in Japan and the region has been threatened after North Korea test-fired two ballistic missiles. Suga denounced the launches and labeled them a violation of the UN Security Council when he spoke to reporters in Tokyo. South Korean officials have reported earlier in the day that the two short-range missiles were fired from an area on the northeastern coast and flew and landing outside of neighboring China. The test fire of the missiles were the first since U.S. President Joe Biden took office. In his remarks, Suga also vowed to closely coordinate with Washington and Seoul on the North's testing activities. The launches come as the Biden administration is in the final stages of its North Korea policy and has repeatedly spoken of its desire to renew diplomacy with the North. Via remote,